Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Greatest people on the earth.
Life sounds like I'm alive, I'm alive, I'm alive, I'm alive, I'm alive, I'm alive.
Great Michael Franti is your artist of the day because he makes people happy, not angry. What's up, Karen Marks?
Well, and one that may make people
angry. No.
It might make people angry. I don't know.
No.
Oh. I thought it was interesting.
Back to Franti, please, Rod. Got enough front. Go ahead.
Kevin Spacey.
Now you can try to make me mad.
Is going to be in a movie that comes out this summer.
Oh.
Yes.
Wow.
So?
Vertical Entertainment announced that it will release the Billionaire Boys Club.
Yeah, Vertical Entertainment.
Billionaire Boys Club, as in the 1980s, the... Young, is this based on true story?
I don't know. The film is about young wealthy men in Los Angeles who run a Ponzi scheme.
Yeah. Yes, that movie has been done several times. It was like a Lifetime movie, but that was a thing back in the 80s. You don't remember the Billionaire Boys Club?
Mm-mm.
I think a bunch of them went to prison and someone might have killed someone. And
this was when?
They were Madoff before Madoff, and they were young, wealthy, I almost said a bad word, you know, the kind of young man you want to punch in the face.
Right.
You know, driving around in a Ferrari and...
Oh, the guys from... the movie with Michael Douglas.
Sort of.
Wall Street.
Yeah, sort of. Only way more illegal.
Hmm. I thought it was interesting that Vertical Entertainment, the company that's releasing this thing, said it fully supports victims of sexual harassment.
However.
But.
But Kevin Spacey's a damn good actor.
Now, it believes the film's cast and crew deserve to see their final product reach audiences.
Oh, so had filming started prior?
Filming had been done in 2015.
Got it.
So they've been holding on to this for a while.
So this isn't really new material since all of the accusations.
Right. But it's the first time it's come to light.
Yeah.
So I thought that was interesting. The other one that was interesting today.
Charles in charge of our days.
Scott Baio's off the hook.
What do you mean he's off the hook? When was he on the hook?
Well, remember that woman, Nicole Eggert, had complained that he had... you know, molested her when she was underage and working on the sitcom.
Uh-huh.
Well, prosecutors in L.A. have declined to file charges against him.
See, I'm telling you, this Me Too movement is going to hurt itself.
They determined the statute of limitations in the case had expired, so...
Did they find that there was actually, though, credibility to
they
her
found that
comments?
She was credible.
She was credible.
Mm-hmm. But they couldn't do anything.
So there's a statute of limitations on molesting a kid?
Apparently in this case. After looking into the evidence, they've determined the statute of limitations had expired.
Okay.
I mean, because
are there going to be any actors left to do any movies in the next few years?
Well, hopefully ones that don't sexually harass people.
I mean, I wish you were here yesterday, but I know you had family things to take care of. I mean, Netflix, this was something we talked about the 5 o'clock hour. Netflix has a new policy. if you look at a fellow employee more than 5 seconds, you have violated their harassment policy.
Okay.
It's getting stupid.
I'm going to wait until the clock gets to 15 and tell you how awkward a 5-second stare is. Ready? I'm looking at you now.
Okay, well, why don't we talk about things like we would at work?
No, I'm just staring at you like a weirdo.
Yeah, you're still staring at me because I'm carrying on a conversation.
There. That was 5 seconds.
There's a difference between staring at someone and talking to someone.
I can't believe you two.
No, I totally agree with this when it comes to the awkward stare. Having a conversation and making it 5 seconds
looking
is weird.
Looking at you is not assaulting you. Simmer down.
It's not assaulting. It's just weird.
Are you looking like in a creepy weirdo way? Okay, that's weird. After 5 seconds, it becomes weird.
You're talking. What am I supposed to do? You're speaking to me. I'm listening. I'm watching.
Well, you are just harassing me all day then, because you do look at me when I talk to you. It would be weird if you didn't, actually. Look at me when I talk to you.
Because I believe that when someone speaks to you, you are supposed to look at them.
Yes, you are.
I think under this policy, they more mean just the creeper on the other side of the cubicle if he starts staring at you for more than 5 seconds. Like, you kind of are creeping me out right now. Like,
I'm looking at you because your mouth is moving.
Stop.
When is
making
my mouth
that expression
not moving?
Then.
Amen to that.
Did you see the updated Facebook post from former Channel 41 reporter Lisa Benson today? Have you seen it?
I did.
I'm going to read it.
What?
Hi, Facebook friends. Wow. Thank you so much for your encouraging words and support. I truly appreciate it. I should tell you, I did not quit my job at 41 Action News. I was suspended and subsequently terminated for sharing a meme and a Guardian article on my personal Facebook page. I loved telling Kansas City stories for more than 14 years. I am looking forward to what's next. Hashtag keep moving. Hashtag mom life.
Okay, well, hashtag what was the article that you shared?
I want to know.
That's what I was looking for.
I don't know.
No idea.
I mean, what was the meme? And what was the article that you shared? Lisa Benson, hashtag mom life.
I would love, and she said on her private page. So I'm always like, what does that mean?
That doesn't mean anything. You don't have a private page when you're in the news media. My God, I learned that.
I'm just throwing that out there. She's saying she was fired. Now, is it good policy to fire someone who is currently suing your corporation? You'd have to ask someone higher than my pay grade for that.
I'll tell you this. I wonder if she's, you know, and I don't know. I wasn't involved in the goodbye agreement, but there's got to be something in there that says you cannot go public with how things went down between us. And it sounds to me like she's doing that on Facebook.
Well, but if someone told you, and this happened to my buddy Chris Pisano, I'll never forget this. If someone told you, we're firing you, here's your paperwork, we want you to say you are stepping away to spend more time with family.
You have a story about this.
Yes.
What happened?
It was Pisano on our last day on the anchor set. I will never forget it as long as I live. Some bonehead producer typed in the teleprompter that he was supposed to say, I'm in his voice, I am stepping down from the anchor desk and stepping away from television news to spend more time with family. Well, that's not what happened. They wanted him to say that.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. What happened was he was non-renewed. Non-renewed means we are no longer going to pay you to be here. Please grab your stuff and we're going to escort you out.
There is nothing on YouTube. When you type in Chris Pisano,
it was years ago.
KCTV, there's nothing on YouTube.
YouTube. My God, it was years ago. So he's reading it and he goes, hey, I just wanted to take a moment. This is my last day. And he starts reading and you can see like his eyes are moving. And I see in the prompter it's supposed to say, I'm stepping away from the desk and I'm moving on to other things or whatever they wrote. And he goes, you know what? No. I'm not going to say that because that's not what I'm doing. They asked me to deliver the news every day and not lie to you. Oh, until the last day. Now I'm supposed to lie to you. No,
I was non-renewed.
That means they have decided I'm no longer delivering your news. So suck on that, Kansas City.
No, he didn't.
It was one of the funniest, most awkward.
What did you do?
Hilarious. I just go, okay, Gary, weather? Looks like rain out there, Gary.
What's this of you 8 years ago?
Oh, just something funny and stupid. They start walking in front of me and I start laughing. Anyway, yeah. So I get it. If they told Lisa Benson, go tell everyone you're moving on to greener pastures, when in fact they fired her, I wouldn't want to lie about that either.
Okay, now can I go? 3, 2. In tonight's KCTV 5 News investigation, a peek inside the mind of an actual scammer.
I'm losing my voice, I can't tell you that.
Yeah, you sound hoarse.
They all just start randomly walking in front of me like idiots.
So
and that made me laugh.
Some things never change.
Right. Really?
That's fantastic.
Lisa Benson needs to be a little careful because she could get in trouble over that.
Why? If you fire me, that's like Judge Judy used to say, what, don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining? If you fire me,
I'm just saying
I
should she needs
get to,
be careful. To
say this is what happened.
Well, then don't accept the buyout.
We don't know that there was a buyout.
Okay, that's true. That's a fair point. What was the meme that she retweeted?
Oh, I'd love to know.
It was a meme, and what was the other thing?
A Guardian article.
About what?
I don't know.
Hey, simmer down.
Let me reach out to her and see if she'll tell me what it is. I want to know. Inquiring minds want to know. I had the good guys at Lightning Landscape out the other day. Ugh, they put in some hostas on the east side of our house. I just love them. Call my guys at Lightning Landscape and Irrigation for landscape, hardscape, and irrigation. Even my buddy Charlie said to me, dang, your lawn looks great. I didn't even think we'd be able to grow grass over here on this side where the shade is. And we did. It looks great because of the irrigation system, that Rainbird smart irrigation system that my guys at Lightning Landscape and Irrigation put in that front yard. And it's a smart system. It knows when it's raining, like later today. If it starts raining, that system shuts off. That saves you water. It saves you money. Stop dragging a hose around your yard with that bulky sprinkler head attached. Call Lightning Landscape and Irrigation. Save time, money, and energy. And let a new smart irrigation system do the work for you. I love my guys at Lightning. You're going to love them too. A+ BBB rating, by the way. 913-441-3900. 913-441-3900. Or lightning-landscape.com. Lightning-landscape.com.
Don Henley.
Watch the working girls go by.
576-7798. Story here. Kansas teachers have lost their second attempt to get tenure back for thousands of educators in the state through the courts, but they say they're going to continue their battle. Quoting here from Teachers Union spokesman Marcus Baltzel, this is a disappointment. But it's just one step. It's a pretty big step. The Supreme Court said you don't get tenure. Last Friday's decision from the state's highest court was unanimous. Teachers had complained that Kansas lawmakers repealed tenure through a dark and arbitrary process. But the justices saw nothing in the state or the federal constitution or in previous court cases barring what the legislature has done. Here's the deal. The teachers, argued the legislature had stripped them of a right earned through years of service without due process. Their lawsuit described a swift coup by opponents of tenure, complete with late-night legislative maneuvers, but they could not convince the Supreme Court that was anything more than run-of-the-mill democracy. Lawmakers are elected by the people, and the court noted both legislative chambers voted to end teacher tenure. There is no reason they could not do that, and no reason they had to hear from teachers first. Now, I don't know much about teaching. My brother was a teacher. He's now an assistant principal. I don't know much about tenure, other than my understanding of tenure is once a teacher, or in the case of a professorship, once you attain it, getting rid of you is very difficult. Correct me if I'm wrong. I have been known to be wrong on occasion.
So listen to this. Each new teacher is given a probation period, and that varies state to state. During the probation period, teachers must prove they are worthy of receiving tenure. However, once a teacher is tenured, the principal can no longer fire that teacher. Now, here's the big three words we need to pay attention to.
Without cause.
Mm-hmm. So tenure does not mean you can't be fired. It means you can't just be fired because the principal doesn't like you, doesn't think you're performing to standard, has some parent complaints. You would have to have cause. Cause to me would be the big stuff. Like, I don't know, you come to school drunk. The big bad behavior stuff.
How about having sex with a student?
Of course, that would be just cause. But what are some of the other things that would constitute just cause? Maybe the list goes way far down to didn't show up on time to parent-teacher conferences. I don't know. I doubt that that's the case, but I don't know. And in what other profession are you guaranteed to keep your job like that? Who else has that?
Well, what is the point of having tenure if they can fire you for legitimate reasons? They can fire you, Dana, for not showing up for your job. They can fire you, Dana, for showing up to work drunk. They can fire you for any number of things. Isn't that all kind of tenure-ish? I don't know.
Proponents of tenure argue that tenure protects teachers from being fired for personal or political reasons and prevents the firing of older experienced teachers to hire less expensive new teachers. So that if you had tenure in, say, television news, you could not fire someone like Lynn Dawson to make way for some hire out of Topeka for $27,000 a year.
Okay. 576-7798. What's the point of tenure? What does it do? Does it prevent you from being fired just for somebody cheaper? Or does it give you more protection? I ask because I do not know. And don't all jobs kind of have implied tenure, I guess? I don't know. Isn't that what gives you the right to sue for what's called wrongful termination?
Do you have tenure if you're a firefighter or a police officer?
I have no idea. I ask because I don't know.
I've never understood it either, but there is, in any job, you have seniority. You know, if somebody has to be fired, it's usually not the guy that's been here 5 years.
No, but it usually is who's been there 30 years.
Yeah.
Correct. When in corporate America, I think the 50-year-old white guy would tell you, we're the first to go.
5767. Well, that's because of the rapists. 5767798. To the newsroom, here is Kara Markser.
The family separation policy at the border has come to an end. More next.
I have been riding around town in my Volkswagen Tiguan. I love that car. I love the Tiguan. I love the Atlas. And they said to me, hey, why don't you come check out something smaller? We want you to test drive the Jetta. Let me tell you, it's incredible. Do you know the warranty on the 2019 Jetta? In fact, all new VWs, 2018 and up, is incredible. 6 years, 72,000 miles, transferable bumper-to-bumper warranty. It is the best warranty in the market today, hands down, bar none. All of the new VW 2018s and up, 6 years, 72,000 miles. It is a transferable bumper-to-bumper warranty. I loved the way that little Jetta rode around. I've got too many kids to put them in the Jetta, but if you're looking for something smaller, go with the Jetta. It's actually on the same frame as the Atlas and the Tiguan. It rides amazing. Go to VWLeaseSummit.com. Check out the Zero Zone. They've got a great deal right now. You'll pay $0 down, $0 a month for 4 months with zero hassle. Why pay more somewhere else? Get to the Zero Zone at Volkswagen Elite Summit. VWLeaseSummit.com. VWLeaseSummit.com.
3:32 in Kansas City from the KMBZ newsroom. I'm Kara Markser. President Trump has signed an executive order which ends his administration's own policy of separating undocumented immigrant families at the border. Trump speaking to reporters in the Oval Office at the signing, saying the measure preserves a zero-tolerance policy for illegal entrance into the country.
We are keeping families together. The borders are just as tough, just as strong. They can come in through ports of entry if they want. That's a whole different story.
Meanwhile, Defense Secretary Jim Mattis says the Pentagon will respond if requested to house migrants detained after crossing the border illegally. Powell Gardens wants to stop the Valley Oaks State Company from expanding. The Missouri Department of Natural Resources approved the permit last week. It allows the company to expand a feedlot to 6,999 head of cattle. Powell Gardens is asking a judge to block that expansion. Opponents are worried about the environmental impact as well as the decreasing value of land near the lot. We'll check traffic and weather together next.
Dana Ryder for Kriegel Mesh Diamonds ran into my buddy Steve the other night, as a matter of fact. You know, between Steve and Scott, they have more than, I think, like 70 years combined experience buying and selling hundreds of millions of dollars in fine jewelry all over the world. I laugh because when I say they know every trick in the book, that is true. They used to supply fine jewelry to all of the big name jewelry stores around town. That's what they used to do. Then they thought, you know what? Let's go into the wholesale business. Let's get back into customer service and deal with the customer directly. No middleman. You've heard me say it 100 times. They don't even have a receptionist on staff to answer their phone. And because of that, all of that savings is passed on to you. And I've said it. You can price them first. You can price them last. It does not matter. Wholesale pricing in the fine jewelry industry will not be beat. In most cases, the price is about half. Give them a call by private appointment only, 913-660-9609, 913-660-9609, or KriegelMeshDiamonds.com.
The computer models are not in agreement here, folks, on the evolution of a front and another system coming our way. But we do have ample moisture in place and instability, so we should trigger some showers and possible thunderstorms for the rest of today and into tonight. And because of the soupy air mass in place, we could see some heavier rain. The high 85, overnight low not too far from 65. More showers and a possible thunderstorm for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, the high 75. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Naramore, KMBZ Weather.
78 right now at KCI. It's 80 in Lee's Summit, 78 at your official weather station. The radio.com app is the official new home of KMBZ. Download it today. Listen to us anytime, anywhere. Kara Markser, News 98.1 KMBZ.
Somebody says, Scott, ask your brother. I'm asking you. The Kansas Supreme Court has ruled that teachers in the state of Kansas do not get tenure. Now, I'm curious, and I ask out of ignorance, 576-7798, what does, for a teacher, tenure provide? Because if your argument is, and again, I ask out of ignorance, well, they can't fire me because I'm 55 years old and I make $55,000 a year or $60,000 a year, and they want to hire some young buck out of KU and pay him $25,000 a year. Well, that would constitute, first of all, age discrimination and a wrongful termination. So that can't count.
Several people are writing in that they're both at will right-to-work states.
Then what's the point of having a union?
That's my question. Well, I don't... I'm not going to say there's no point to that because I belong to the union.
I understand.
For years.
But what I'm saying is if the state is, and I'm not sure about Missouri, but if the state is an at-will state and Kansas is, what's the point in having a union? If they can fire you for whatever reason they want, then therefore you don't have the protection of the union.
I thought the union's job was not only to negotiate on behalf of the group, but also to protect you if for some reason the man came after you.
Yeah.
And wanted to take your job away from you.
Five, so seven, I guess, real ahead, quick, I ahead. Guess your question is, why do we need it, and does it even really help? And I think those are fair questions.
Why do professors have tenure? To protect them from what?
Because they want to be able to speak freely and publish freely without fear that their thoughts, ideas, and opinions will lead to the loss of a job.
And a teacher in a high school level is much more restricted, you would argue, than on what they can say
to
their student body.
A teacher in high school cannot come out and say, I hate this president, I hate guns, I think we should round up all of the guns in high school. Now, in college, professors are free to espouse those thoughts without fear of retaliation. And I agree with that.
You and I are allowed to a certain extent to espouse those thoughts, whether they be pro-gun, anti-gun, pro-president, anti-president. We don't require tenure. We don't have tenure, Dana.
But we have personal service contracts. That's different. We have PSCs. And so legally, we're protected in that.
No, we're not. If you said something in the next 5 minutes that the guy downstairs thought was over the top, inappropriate, whatever. I don't care that you have a contract that doesn't even expire for another 3 years or 2 years or whatever it is. You're gone. But yet, on a daily basis, you and I say things that maybe downstairs doesn't like. We don't care. But we don't require tenure.
Someone just wrote in, and I tend to agree with this, Scott, that more than anything, it protects them from blank principals, pals, principals. So that if you work at a school where from time to time the principals come and go, take another job, someone else comes in, that principal, for whatever reason, just doesn't like you. It theoretically...
That's called the real world.
...protects you from someone coming in with whom you have a personality conflict. You do a great job. The kids love you, the parents love you, your teacher of the year, but some jerk comes in and decides he wants you out. Theoretically, tenure would protect you from that scenario.
Would it?
If it wouldn't, then why have it?
That's my point.
Yeah.
I mean, if you work in Kansas, you're an at-will employee. So what does tenure really protect you from?
I don't know.
And so it must protect you from something, or the teachers and their union wouldn't be fighting to keep it.
Ah, here it is, here it is, here it is, here it is. Tenure allows teachers to fail the school board president's son or star quarterback. There is a lot of pressure to make sure certain students remain eligible or get certain grades. Tenure would protect you there. And I would argue everyone should be protected from that scenario of firing.
Well, when have we ever heard about a teacher being fired for failing the quarterback?
Oh, come on. It's not necessarily fired. It's pressured. It is, let's have a meeting with mom and dad.
Or is that an old wives' tale?
God.
What?
I think that happens all the time. We really need this star athlete to do well this year. You don't think that happens?
No, I really don't.
In small town football America? Okay, in Texas. Look me in the eye and tell me that doesn't happen.
Come on. We're talking about Kansas.
You said it never happens.
I didn't say it never happens in Texas. You asked if it happens here. I don't think so. Let's go to Tom in Overland Park. Hello, Tom.
Guys.
Hi, go ahead.
Tenure is a concept used by the union to protect incompetent and poor-performing dues-paying members. It's all about the money. Unfortunately, we allow tenure in only this industry for poor performing and incompetent teachers. They even sleep with our children. And we let them continue to teach, all based under this tenure umbrella.
Well, not after sleeping with a student. You're not suggesting that, Tom.
The unions will do anything in their power to keep a teacher in a school, no matter the violation.
You don't believe that, do you?
Oh, my God, yes, I do. I work with unions all the time.
When it's criminal behavior, Tom? It's out of the hands of the union when it's criminal behavior.
Wait, hang on, Tom.
They have a duty to represent their people, and they will do it vigorously as long as they are continuing to be dues-paying members.
You're telling me that if 55-year-old Dana Wright sleeps with 16-year-old Tom Smith, they're going to fight to keep Dana Wright employed at the high school as a math teacher?
First of all, Tom Smith would be a very lucky boy.
Well, that's not what I asked, Tom.
Secondly, yes, that's their job. Unfortunately, the union's job is to protect. If not, then they will get a charge for failure to represent. So they have to vigorously protect their asset.
The bigger thing that has exploded the text line is not being able to fail students happens all the time. Happens to me. That happened to me. It happens here. I'm not going to name the school with its athletes. I think it's not necessarily out in the open where someone comes out and says, okay, so-and-so had a 33% in English, but magically, because of some extra credit, this athlete ended up with a 60.4. I think that scenario happens more than you are willing to believe.
Rod, why were my grades not inflated? I was the starting right guard.
You suck at football.
Oh.
I love you, but you football, no.
I was the starting right guard for the Call Valley League champion Lansing Lion football team.
How many games you win that year?
Six.
Yeah, yeah. How many games the other teams win?
Three.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we've had colleges get in trouble for this, you guys, openly, for changing grades. Openly.
Oh, no. Like I said, I grew up in Texas. It's just a thing.
I was a starting right fielder for the Lansing High School baseball team, Rod.
Is that the team that never won a game?
We won one game against DeSoto and lost 19.
Is that the day DeSoto didn't show up?
There are just... I want to be on the record.
Got a flat
there
on the bus.
Are a lot of people using naughty language that I cannot repeat, saying Tom is absolutely delusional.
Of course he is.
If you commit a felony, that becomes a police matter.
Yeah.
And you are not going to keep your job.
Union is not going to bat for you on that. Jeremy and KCK. Hello, Jeremy.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Hi.
Doing well, thank you.
So I have to. I'm a teacher in KCK, and I have to, emphatically disagree with Tom.
Good.
Our teachers union, you know, they negotiate our contract. It's probably the biggest thing they do. Obviously, we don't have the, we can get fired at any time for any reason. And as a teacher, I'm okay with that.
Now wait a minute. Wait, Jeremy. Then why is tenure so important to you? If you can be fired for any reason at any time, why is the teachers' union fighting so hard to maintain tenure?
Well, you guys have said some of it already, right? Like, it keeps the school board president's son from getting you fired. Hmm. It keeps the, one angry parent or something like that from just getting you fired because one parent decides to complain or rally three or four other parents with them and complain against one teacher. That happens. I mean, you would not believe the amount of times that happens.
Let me ask you a question, just yes or no, and then we got to get to the break. Have you ever been can you roll your window up if you don't mind?
That is blowing.
Thank you, man. Have you ever been pressured to pass a student simply because of their athletic ability?
No.
Okay. And you're a high school teacher?
Yes, high school math.
Do you teach in Lansing or something? I mean, all
KCK.
The kids.
No, okay. Don't ask him where he teaches.
He already said.
I know, but let's please shy away.
I was
from
trying to make
specifics.
A joke about the Lansing athletics program.
Yeah, he went right over. Yeah,
I know.
That's because only you relive your glory days every day on this program.
No, because
most people don't.
Well, first of all, I don't. I realize that I suck.
Rodney.
I realize that I was the worst player on the team. I get it.
Do you still wear your letter jacket from time to time, yes or no?
Only when I'm naked.
You know, the right hire, first attaining the right hire, then retaining the right hire is such an important thing if you are a small business owner. One of my best friends is trying to hire someone right now. It is tough to find the right hire, and it can be so important, crucial to make sure your job post reaches the most qualified candidates when you're looking. And you could try posting on job boards, but do you ever really know who sees that? When you post your job on LinkedIn, it reaches 70% of the U.S. workforce. And unlike job boards, LinkedIn is a community that career-focused people visit every day to grow professionally and explore job opportunities. LinkedIn Jobs intelligently targets candidates based on their skills, recommendations, even how open they are to new opportunities like yours. Insights that are only available on the LinkedIn network. The result is your post is matched to the very best people for the job. That is probably why a new hire is made every 10 seconds using LinkedIn. And right now, you can go to LinkedIn.com/Dana, get $50 off your first job post. LinkedIn.com/Dana for $50 off. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, you are closer than you think.
Hey, it's Scott Parks. Are you embarrassed to smile? Do you cover your mouth when you laugh? Don't go another day being unhappy with your smile. Dr. Ross Headley at KC Smile can change all of that for you. For the past 23 years, Dr. Headley has done incredible transformations for people who were unhappy with their smiles. Dr. Headley is the only accredited member of the American Academy of Cosmetic Dentistry in the state of Kansas. When I visited KC Smile, I saw a book that was filled with before and after photos of patients whose lives have been changed because now they can smile with confidence. Dr. Headley has patients come from all over the country. That's serious, not a joke. Your free consultation includes digital imaging that will show you how your smile will look after having the dental procedure. This is a pain-free process. Most smile makeovers completed in 2 appointments over a period of only 3 weeks. Enhance your life with a beautiful new smile. Check out kcsmile.com and see for yourself. That's kcsmile.com.
Turn it up.
Let's get some people in here real quick. Amanda in KCK. Hi, Amanda.
Hi.
Hi there.
How are you?
We're doing quite well. Thanks.
I was calling in because you were questioning the fact, you know, that athletes get passed along. Well, I'm just going to call and tell you that my daughter is proof of that. You know, we didn't find out that she was struggling until her junior year when she took her SAT.
Okay.
And could not get a passing score to get into the college that she got recruited from. She got recruited to a D1 school and had to go to community college because her scores reflected where she was at. So I went to the school and complained to the school about this, and then that's when it came about that they were passing her along.
They were passing what, hon?
They were passing her along in her classes.
Oh,
okay.
I mean, she didn't have to go to class if she didn't want to. She didn't have to hand in assignments if she didn't want to. I mean, because she was just that great of an athlete, and they all kissed her butt.
In what sport did she play?
She played multiple sports. She did cross country, and she did soccer and a little softball.
Okay. And Amanda, what was your reaction? Were you angry? Were you?
I was very angry because, you know, here I'm just finding out about it. I'm trusting the school, thinking that, you know, they're doing their job in educating my daughter. Because I believe student first, athlete second.
So she would bring home, Amanda, real quick, she would bring home good grades, like let's say A's and B's and C's, but when it came time to take the ACT or SAT, she bombed because she was not prepared.
Right.
Got it.
Yes.
And what kind of grades should she have been getting? F's?
You know, probably D's.
And where is she now? Is she in college?
She's at community. Yeah, she's in college. She's had to take a lot of additional classes to get her where she needs to be for her profession.
Okay. Amanda, thank you for being honest. Truly.
Let's get to the newsroom. Here is Kara Markser.
Happening now on KMBZ, a search underway for a missing woman in Belton. Details next.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.